tooling around. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Sponging can mean living off someone else. But amongst one small group of dolphins, sponging takes on a different connotation. Ingenious, industrious, and individualistic. A few dozen bottlenose dolphins that live in Shark Bay off the coast of Western Australia use marine sponges on their beaks as tools to find food. The discovery, the result of nearly 20 years of data gathering, is the first and only clear case of tool use in a wild dolphin or whale. It's been documented by a research team led by Professor Janet Mann of Georgetown University. Basically, in Shark Bay, the research team found that you've got your spongers and your non-spongers.
The non-spongers aren't interested in a tool.
They forage the old-fashioned way, nose to the grindstone, or seafloor. The spongers, on the other hand, who have cleverly discovered a useful tool for the job, are workaholics. These mostly female foragers are focused, driven, and productive, spending less time socializing and more on hunting and diving. The tool users are also able to balance working with motherhood, having just as many calves as the others. A dolphin using a simple sponge can uncover complex aspects of work, parenting, and social behaviors. Might say these resourceful marine mammals have found the right tool for the right job. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.